It is Tuesday, April 30th. Today, the sales boost you could get by telling your customers how to write their reviews. Instagram tweaks its algorithm to favor smaller accounts. Why does Apple hate advertisers so much? And Collateral Damage, the video app that might go down with the TikTok ship. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the world of online shopping, it's not just any review that catches the eye. It's the ones that put one product up against another that truly sway consumer decisions. This from some new research that highlights how comparative reviews not only drive more sales, but can also fix the damage of negative feedback. Researchers analyzed 58,000 reviews of 60 phone models and found with positive comparisons, that is to say, someone says in their review, phone A is better than phone B, those boost sales by 26.5%. And negative comparisons are almost 47% less harmful than regular negative reviews. The researchers speculate that comparative reviews are more convincing because they make the reviewer seem more knowledgeable. They soften negative points by comparing them to worse alternatives, whereas regular negative reviews focus on product flaws, which can scare off potential buyers. Despite this, though, reviews where consumers pit one product against another are relatively rare in the wild. The study found only 10% of online reviews feature comparisons. E-commerce platforms like Amazon and Alibaba and Best Buy, they will show comparisons on their product pages, but don't actually encourage writing comparative reviews. So, worth testing in that text above the review field, perhaps encourage customers to draw comparisons in their reviews, asking specific questions about how your product fares against another. That research is published in the Journal of Interactive Marketing. It's called The Effects of Comparative Reviews on Product Sales. Instagram is introducing several changes to its ranking system to give smaller, original creators more visibility across the platform. The goal is to level the playing field and reduce the dominance of large accounts and reposted content. The changes come after months of criticism from creators who felt the algorithm was hurting their reach. Besides giving more distribution to smaller accounts, the change will also replace reposts with original content in recommendations and will remove accounts that simply aggregate content from the recommendations panel. Instagram will also add labels to reposted content, linking users to the original creator. The label will be visible to followers of the account reposting the content, and for now, can be removed by the original creator or account reposting it. First, they took away ad tracking data. Now, Apple might want to take away ads entirely. Reports this week say Apple's plans for their next operating system will let users hide specific sections of websites like ads. This isn't wild speculation either. This functionality is showing up in the latest Safari test builds. It lets users basically erase unwanted content and remember these preferences for future visits. Users would also have the option to restore the original view of the page. This presumably would operate similar to the Boost and Zap feature found in the new Arc web browser. From what people with early access to the betas are saying, this would look similar to popular ad blockers like OneBlocker and uBlock Origin, which use cosmetic filters to manage web page content. While this might enhance user experience by reducing clutter, maybe even speeding up loading times, it's likely to draw criticism from advertisers and publishers who rely heavily on ad revenue. In addition to these browser-specific enhancements, Apple seems to be integrating AI more deeply across its product line. The forthcoming M4 chip and iPhone 16 are expected to boast AI processing capabilities that take place directly on the device. Microsoft's AI assistant Copilot is now fully available for all advertisers in the company's ads platform. This comes about a month after they let more people into the beta test. This AI includes recommendations for assets like images and copy, text-to-image generation, of course, and a chatbot to get answers and synthesize information. As for that chatbot, one screenshot we've seen shows that this could actually live up to the hype. For instance, you can ask the bot to give you a breakdown of ad performance within a specific date range, and it'll just go get you that data, rather than you trying to track down the report section, turn on the right columns, set the date range, and so on. That bot, though, is still in testing and is not part of the larger rollout announced today. Google has made some updates to its Performance Max campaigns. They include a new customer value mode to help the purchase optimization find high-value customers. New customer acquisition goals are now in Search Ads 360 campaigns. A beta test of a new campaign objective focusing on customer retention. Contact your Google rep if you want to be in that. Some better age and gender options are under Audience Insights. You can now exclude specific IP addresses account-wide, so that would help making sure you're not spending money on people at your company. And a kind of split test feature that replaces your final URL with a more relevant landing page from your website. This one is also in beta. Digital marketing professionals, if you're planning your next big online campaign or launching a new client project, you'll be in need of a new domain. Dynadot is here to provide you with a streamlined, affordable domain name solution. With transparent, competitive pricing, an emphasis on security, and free privacy protection, registering a domain has never been easier. They also offer a no-coding-required drag-and-drop free website builder to quickly assemble landing pages for your marketing initiatives, along with a free branded email address to conduct any outreach you need. Take advantage of their advanced domain search and over 500 domain extensions to ensure your marketing strategies are built on a strong foundation. Make Dynadot your go-to domain registrar and start saving today at dynadot.com/marketing. That's dynadot.com/marketing.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
A new law aimed at forcing TikTok to sell its U.S. assets or face a ban has put its sister app, CapCut, in jeopardy. CapCut is a popular video editing tool. It's probably the most feature-rich editor that's free for most functions and takes inspiration from the big players like Final Cut Pro. The Washington Post reports today that multiple lawmakers have confirmed that CapCut would be subject to the same divest or ban requirement as TikTok. Creators quoted in the piece warn that a ban on CapCut would stifle self-expression for many brands and young people who rely on the app to create and edit short-form videos. CapCut's impact on social media has been likened to the impact of the electric guitar on music in the 20th century. Its pre-formatted video templates frequently trend across other platforms. Creators say that recreating the same effects in other editing platforms could take hours, and that CapCut's tools have become synonymous with online videos. So some creators are starting to look for alternative solutions in case CapCut 2 gets smacked by the ban hammer, but many say reverting to previous tools would feel like a step back. finally, if you logged into Instagram over the weekend, you may have noticed a sudden drop in your brand's following count. Don't worry, you didn't get canceled. You didn't get hacked. You were one of a number of accounts that were the victim of a nasty bug, which Instagram says has now been resolved. Whatever followers you lost should be back now. So we crossed about 6,000 people per day now in terms of our audience. Most of those on the newsletter, a bunch of you, of course, here on the podcast. That means that we are going to be increasing our ad rates. Our ad rates are pegged to about $20 CPM, which is, I think you will agree, pretty competitive for this kind of specialized audience. Anyway, we'll be doing that in the coming days. So if you're interested in snatching up some ad space, either here on the podcast or in our newsletter, check out our ad site. You can find it at todayindigital.com/ads or tap the link at the top of the show notes. Some ad placements are as cheap as $10 for now. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.